This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, November 20th. Well, the wheat markets have found some stability here, being supported by a soybean and corn market that doesn't want to break, you know, a little reluctant to move higher, especially in corn. They seem to be stabilizing as well. Whereas with soybeans, we continue to just slowly grind our way higher. And all of this is based on the weather in South America, Brazil, Argentina, trying to get the crop planted for corn and soybeans, seeing quite a few delays because of dry conditions. Those conditions continue to be relatively dry. We are seeing some scattered rains, not as much as what was forecast, but it is enough to kind of stall out the price action. We're looking at the next couple weeks of continued dryness for the most part, and then also temperatures getting pretty hot. Central Brazil looking at in the 90s up to 100 degrees. So if the rain's not there, this is going to have a huge impact on the crop. And so we're right on the cusp of either a major weather market in South America, or the rains will come and kind of save the day. But at this point, it's extremely dry. We're looking at the driest start to the growing season in like 40 years in Brazil. So this is pretty serious. And it comes on top of a huge demand-driven market over the last few months, with China buying pretty much every soybean bushel they can get their hands on, not to mention other countries, major buyers of soybeans. And so the demand base has been there. At the same time, U.S. production was significantly less than what we expected to see. So we've had less production, better demand, which was kind of the structure of the market before this weather issue in Brazil developed. Now, Brazil basically is looking at record plantings of soybeans. They were going to plant fence row to fence row. And if the rains had been there like they normally do, which would be, you know, 3 inches a week, then we would be looking at massive production coming out of Brazil. As it is, you're still going to get, you know, huge plantings, but obviously if the rains don't come and don't come soon, then I think this market really takes off to the upside. It's going to be supportive for corn as well. You have a first crop corn crop trying to get planted, and you also have the second season corn crop, which comes in right behind soybean harvest. With soybean harvest, plantings being delayed, then that delays corn plantings, and you could even stall out some of those plantings, just not get them at all, because you run out of time and you run out of rain too later in the season. So these are the things that are developing in South America, very supportive to the grain complex on top of a demand-led bull market anyway, and that's what's supporting wheat. It's not the weather, of course, is not directly affecting wheat, and the wheat complex is more just tagging along with corn and soybeans. Wheat on its own has developed a bit of a bullish tone to it, but you're looking at huge production out of Australia, which is moving into the world pipeline as we speak. That's keeping a lid on world prices. You've also got Russia, which had a huge crop, a near record crop, but still at the same time, they've had record high domestic wheat prices, flour prices, feed grain prices, and that has made it expensive for exporters to originate wheat. The southern part of Russia had dry conditions. They had a poor crop, which is where most of the exportable supplies come from. So they've had to reach further inland for their aggressive exports that they've already sold. Now, the Russian Ag Ministry announced last week that they would impose export restrictions starting in the middle of February and then go to the end of their marketing year, which is June 30th. The livestock producers in Russia are kind of pushing on the ministry to impose some sort of tariff or to bring those restrictions faster, starting the 1st of January. They're looking at record high feed grain prices. Well, yesterday the Russian Ag Ministry announced that they would subsidize domestic millers of wheat and rye, but they didn't say anything about the feed grain industry. So that's kind of leaving them hanging out there. So it's an interesting development in a country that has become the world's largest wheat exporter, sets world price, looking at interior domestic prices being record high despite a near record wheat production season. So the next door in Ukraine, they had a poor corn crop. Europe had a poor corn crop. So we're looking at feed grain prices around the world being well supported, which is going to continue to support obviously the U.S. futures market for corn, especially if you've got rallying soybean prices, which are going to encourage more soybean plantings next spring. At the same time, that's going to support Chicago wheat because it would be considered a feed grain alternative to corn. So we want to be careful about the wheat, the Chicago Kansas City wheat spreads or Chicago Minneapolis spreads. I think at some point those are going to be spreads that we want to sell, you know, sell Chicago against Kansas City, but I don't think that's we don't want to be doing that yet. These next 3 or 4 weeks will basically make or break the soybean complex or soybean crop in Brazil, and so we want to be careful about getting in front of a weather market that would pull Chicago wheat sharply higher. If that happens, I would expect those spreads would come back down and test those record lows that we saw just earlier this year and give us an opportunity to really lay into those spreads. But in the meantime, we want to be really careful about stepping in front of a weather market. Now, export sales in wheat yesterday were pretty low at 192,000 tons. That's even below the low end of the range of estimates. So after seeing some pretty impressive export sales over the last several weeks, we kind of hit the skids here. So hopefully that won't materialize into some longer term type of export sales, but that is what it is. Corn export sales were pretty solid at 1.1 million tons. That was just above the high end of the range of estimates. And soybean sales at 1.4 million tons. That was also above the high end of the range of estimates. So, you know, still seeing very solid demand for corn and beans. And obviously, you know, throw a little weather on that, you've got yourself a major bull market. And wheat will tag along with that. So we're just going to have to work our way through these next 3 or 4 weeks of weather in South America. It's either going to just get really bad and the markets will shoot a lot higher. That will pull wheat higher. And I think that will be our Christmas present. That will be a massive selling opportunity for wheat and other grains as well. If the rains come, then we probably will take a pretty big hit. But the forecast really does not suggest that we've got a lot of rain coming in South America. We've got the second strongest La Nina on record bearing down on that continent, and it clearly is having an impact. So we're probably seeing some weather becoming entrenched, but we'll see. So that's where we're at. Again, I think wheat will just tag along here, and the next 3 or 4 weeks will be the most important for the growing season in South America. You can reach me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.